ended and it was like a funeral viewing.
Yeah.
Not to say that it was bad.
No,
it was phenomenal.
Really good.
But it was just...
It was heavy how I would describe it.
You ask everyone what you think and their first reaction was to just react to the question.
Just like sigh a little bit. Like,
everyone's face is like... Well...
I think the big elephant in the room is, what happened to the Maddie and Pete show?
I got fired. I showed up one day. I showed up one day and the sign was gone.
Yeah.
And it just didn't say Maddie and Pete show anymore. It was just Maddie's logo.
Just MH.
I was like, oh, okay. There's one seat,
mm-hmm.
one mic.
Yeah, we had to sit down, have a conversation.
HR was there?
Yeah. Here's a letter.
It was all
recorded.
You're
going to sign this.
I don't know. You tell me what happened.
We actually haven't really talked about it. I mean, I would say it's not over.
We never ended it.
It was just never very consistent. So we're always on hiatus.
We're like Blink 182. You know what I mean? There's sometimes a band.
We might be back anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
You never know.
We might surprise them.
Keep them guessing.
But now I'm a guest on your podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the Maddie Apoya podcast.
I'm sorry if this, I'm not used to the microphone where it is.
I'm not used to this either.
So just like, we're making it work, dude.
Casual conversations. We're in Tofino, beautiful, sunny Tofino.
Yeah, dude, the weather here is
just
beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's just funny because I've been waiting the entire winter for it to end. And I feel like it finally ended this week and then we left.
25 degrees Celsius and sunny, which is warm.
It's beautiful. And then we came to negative one and rain. Sick.
Did you want to stop this now and go surf or did you want to surf later?
That's exactly what I want to do. Did you see that I started another channel?
I did.
I did it. I just did it. I made it a year ago.
You've been talking about it for a long time.
I already got the happy birthday. Your channel's 1 year old.
Before you posted anything.
Yeah. I started it a year ago. And it took me a full year to get out of my own way to post a video. It feels great.
What was the reasoning behind starting a new channel right now?
Oh man, there were so many reasons. So many reasons. And I feel like they all got kind of muddied up along the way and the reasons changed and...
Confusion.
Yeah. And I was up and down and left and right. And then I was all fired up. Then I was just not fired up at all. Then I decided not to do it. The intro for my videos this year, like all the cool off, that was for the Pirate Channel.
And then you're just like, it's so good that.
No, I decided at that point, like, I'm not going to do the Pirate Channel. So let's just use it for the main channel.
You were snip snapping at that point.
Yeah. So like, I made that. Yeah, you're great. Premiere, Final Cut. Sony Canon, Premiere. I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. The intro, I ended up using it for my channel. Yeah. And then after that, you know, I think what, like my interests as I get older grow further, like it's not that they grow further apart, but they just seem so separated from photography and video. And then quads and moto and off-road and knives and EDC. And like, I can stretch to make it work in the same world, but it's very obviously stretched.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of pressure to always try to mingle them both together or mix them both together. And I struggled with it. And I know you work. Why don't you explain how you work? Because you were telling me like, oh, A story, B story, and link them together and that works for you. It just doesn't work for me.
So I would preface this with, I realized recently that like most of us think that we have like a passion in life. It's like, oh, my passion is filmmaking or photography or whatever. And we think that that passion will last for the rest of our lives. And I think new passions come and those old ones change. And so like, especially when it becomes like your job, it's different now. You still enjoy it. It's still fun, but it's not the thing that you're doing in your spare time for fun like you used to. Like when I started filmmaking, I would just make videos for fun and that changes. And for me, I think I like just like you, I'm not just a filmmaker. I'm not just a photographer. Like, you know, there's other things that we're interested in. And so I kind of try to do like the A storyline is like what the channel is probably here for. The audience knows me for the camera stuff, the tutorial, whatever. But I also am really into this electric surfboard right now. So I'm going to test out this camera while we ride the electric surfboard. And so I get the kind of like the best of both worlds. I don't know if that's the right or wrong way of doing things. Maybe I'm just like taking away from the video, bringing that. Maybe I should have a second channel. I don't know. But you also, your progression was that you had your Instagram account and then you're like, I have these other photos, other things that I like to photograph, but they don't fit my main account. And then you started a secret account and then that turned into like its whole other business thing now. And I feel like now you're kind of doing the same with YouTube where you're like, oh, I really like this other stuff, but it's so off brand. I just want to talk about the knife. I just want to talk about the quad. I just want to do whatever and not have any sort of camera, filmmaking, photography, tutorial angle to it. And that's probably the best way of doing it.
Yeah, probably for me. I think when you say like when you have an A story and a B story and, oh, I'll go test out this camera. I think there are instances where that does make sense.
Yeah.
If I have a new GoPro camera to make a video about and I can stick it on a motocross rider, that's a perfect marriage of the two things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes I just want to ride my quad through a swamp without making it a teachable moment.
Yeah.
I just want to ride it through a swamp because that's what I want to do.
Well, you want to make the video about the thing, you know?
Or just feel like making a video.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, there is no reason for doing this other than like, I like making videos and I'm going to ride this today. The end.
I think that's a big part of the reason why you probably start a channel is that pressure. Like, the more you when we started our channels, there was no pressure because there was no expectations. Mm. We were completely naive. We didn't know anything. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know how the algorithm, we didn't know, oh, you should do this or that. We were just like, oh, this is a fun video. I'm just going to make this video. I think this might be helpful for people.
Yeah,
I'm going to make this video.
I didn't think anything about it.
No, you just, oh, what should I make now? Oh, that's cool. I'll make that. And now it's like, oh, that would be a fun video to make, but it's going to do bad on my channel.
Yeah,
it's not going to get clicks.
Now I feel like I've got this ultimate freedom, this weight lifted that just feels so good. And like, I don't know. I don't think it works for everybody when A story B, like if Marquez was reviewing a laptop while he was at like an ultimate Frisbee practice, that would be weird. And like, I'd watch it because he's my friend and I like it. Like I like him and I like his channel and his videos. But I think after a while, if the next one he was playing golf and reviewing the Max Studio, you'd be like, this is strange.
I think you can make those work, but I think the difference is when you're like, you have this whole other like genre, I feel like, that you want to dabble in. Whereas like, I'm just bringing in like electric surfboard,
I'm riding my bike today,
a little bit of this or a little bit of that, but it's not like all my videos now revolve around the electric surfboard or like, oh, let's go surfing.
They're a bit
not
heavy.
Every video is going to be surfing. It's like a today we're surfing kind of thing, but we're testing out this new drone or whatever. You know?
Yeah, I feel like my A stories and B stories, if we were to call it that, like you do, we're both like A stories.
Mm, yeah.
Right? So I was like, well, this isn't really a secondary thing. It is the thing.
Yeah, it is the thing.
But so is this. So I should just make two videos or I should just make another channel.
Yeah.
But now that second channel has really, I feel like it's taken off the handcuffs because now I feel like I have permission again to just make photo videos. Because when I was only making photo videos and tutorials and stuff like that, it was like, well, I also want to do these things, but I can't combo them well.
Yeah.
Or at least it doesn't work for me. So now that there's two homes for it, I feel so much better about, okay, well, I'll just put all the photo video stuff that people know me for and what they want here.
Yeah.
And you're still going to get vlogs. I'm still going to vlog stuff. Yeah. I'm still going to do short films and those types
you're
of things.
You're still going to get a little bit of quad in there.
Yeah,
a little
and you
bit
know what?
There,
there will be days I review something and people are like, well, I thought all the vlogs were going on the pirate. No.
Yeah.
It's just a very specific style over there and a very specific genre of content.
Mm.
You know, not everybody wants to hear about what kind of you running washers or bearings on that flipper knife. It's like, what the hell does that even mean?
I don't know what that means.
Right, so, but there's a bunch of people who would be interested to know what's 100%. My preference.
Yeah.
Bronze phosphor washers or...
And I think that's like, you're just really in, like, you're really into it.
Yeah.
So you like talking about it.
Love
you
it.
Like, you have a new knife almost every time we hang out. You're like, check this knife out. And I'm like, this is really nice. And I'm just worried about not cutting myself.
Yeah,
And you're like telling me the ins and outs. Oh, there's pearl on it. I'm like,
yeah. check out this steel. Sick. Holds a good edge.
Yeah, I'm like I'm sick. Don't. And then there's a million other people that are just like you and love all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And so
but those people don't necessarily like, or the people that love photography or learning and that don't necessarily want to hear about how I powder coated an exhaust.
Yeah.
Like it just sounds so boring when you say it, you know?
A lot of people make that mistake though. Like we mentioned this earlier today, we're talking in the car, how like somebody learns a little bit about filmmaking or photography and they're like, oh, I should start a channel on filmmaking and photography. It's like, no, that's probably not a good idea.
Use the tool to tell a different story. Yeah.
Like what are you actually really into? What are you good at?
Yeah.
And what do you think you could offer value in? Mm-hmm. Do it about that. But like use those filmmaking and photography skills. Yeah, that's great. But don't make a channel about filmmaking and photography if you just learned it.
Like, yeah,
it's not a good idea.
I think a lot of folks probably miss the fact that the skill you're learning is just like it's just the vehicle.
Yeah.
To get you to like whatever thing it is that you're going to use it for. Mm-hmm. Instead of just making the thing about the vehicle.
Yeah.
That's probably how I would put it.
How do you feel about YouTube right now? After I don't think we haven't
this
really
is five years.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly.
5 years, baby. Woo! Let's go.
Consistency. That's
dude, a weird, 5 years, weird. Man. Every week for 5 years, I've posted videos, except if I had like a kid or if my wife had a kid.
How could you?
yeah. I did nothing.
Yeah, you did. after we saw the Casey Neistat what's the name of his documentary?
Under the Influence.
That's a great name.
Great name.
So good. After that, I remember I said to you, I was like, after watching that, I was like, I've never been so demotivated to make YouTube videos.
We were standing there and he's like, what'd you think? And you're like, I've never been more bummed to make YouTube videos. And he's like, oh, sounds about right.
And that's like that's like a sign of like, that was a good documentary because it got
it was quiet.
It got a deep reaction from me.
Dude, it ended and it was like a funeral viewing.
Yeah.
Not to say that it was bad.
No,
it was phenomenal.
Really good.
But it was just...
It was heavy is how I would describe it.
You ask everyone what you think and their first reaction was to just react to the question.
Just sigh a little bit. Like,
everyone's face is like... well...
Yeah.
Is there going to be an after party? He's like, I don't want to celebrate this.
I think I'm just going to go back to the room.
Just going to go think about my life choices.
Yeah. But there was there's a lot I've thought about with all this like TikTok and short form content and Mr. Beast style videos and like sensationalism to the max, I feel
to the max.
Like, that's always more. Been a little bit like
bigger.
Like Casey Neistat, case in point, like he has done these like kind of like viral videos where it's like a big idea, but it's just gone really crazy nowadays where it's like a genre now where it's like, what's the craziest thing we can do?
I wouldn't even say it's a genre. I would say it's YouTube.
Yeah. And I don't think that's like, I think a lot of people misunderstand how things go at a company. Like YouTube isn't trying to do that. They're just trying to get make the best business possible. And they're trying to figure out like, oh, how do we get people to watch more? How do we get this person to stick around for longer? And then they tweak the algorithm a little bit and like, oh, that helped. We have longer watch time.
They don't even know what they've created at this point.
And then they do a couple more tweaks and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, what just happened? And and then they have to like course correct and figure out. And like right now, the thing that bothers me the most about YouTube is there's no metric for like, how do you feel after watching something? Like, do you feel inspired? Do you feel good about life? Does it make you want to get out there and just like,
but here's the thing. It's a business. They don't care about 100%. How it made you feel. How much money did it make them?
100%. But I think at the same time, it is also bad for business in the long term. Right now, us young kids are just being handed candy.
But I don't know that if it's bad for business long term, just because.
Hear me out. To me, it's like a drug that they're giving right now. It's like TikTok is the best example. It's like it's a drug that's so hard to resist. You open it up, and it's just like, oh, this is nice. And you just keep it going. But then after, you always feel like, wow, I really just wasted a lot of my time, you know? And then there's a lot of also YouTube content now that's very sensational. It's like I have, look, that's interesting. I got to click on that video. I'm like, well, I got to find out what happens. And you kind of like either skim through the video or you watch the whole video. But at the end of it, you're like, well, okay. Like, I feel pretty like empty or like I wasted my time. Whereas back in the day, especially with like the vlog era, I feel like I had like a, there was like a connection to people. You felt like you were part of something. And I don't know, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I'm an idiot. But I feel like it's different now. I don't know.
And
to continue, why that's bad for business is in the long run, if you just keep giving kids candy, heroin, drugs, like that inevitably leads to bad. Like, you know, it's like that isn't good for them. And they'll be like, man, I should probably eat something that's a little bit more healthier, you know? And like, where do you turn to at that point? Like, yeah, maybe I should just go outside and do something else and not watch YouTube because I just feel empty watching YouTube, you know?
Maybe it just comes down to like YouTube's massive. So the metric is hard to quantify because like maybe you're just watching the wrong creators.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just watching what's on trending or what people are talking about, but there's definitely people out there who are still doing what we used to do that you can find that I think are still making the content that inspires. And not to say the large sensationalist style content doesn't inspire some people. I'm sure it inspires millions, but I feel like those
ones that do inspire, they are there. They're just small. They don't get as much spotlight anymore.
It's because it's a business.
Yeah.
Right. So that's just kind of the nature of the beast, I think.
But I think it's more the algorithm, just like because, you know, like for example, take thumbnails, for example. Yeah, they've always been like important, but now they're like really important. If you have a great video, but the thumbnail sucks, it's almost impossible for it to do well.
Yeah, I struggle with that a lot because I just refuse to make.
Exactly.
I refuse to put an outline around myself. I just won't do it.
The thumbnails of this podcast probably have that right now.
I didn't do it.
You have been outlined.
Yeah. Threw a little outer glow on me there. A little drop shad.
But like, you know what I mean with that? For example, when we started, you just like take a screenshot. They're like, oh, that's pretty cool. Or like have a nice photo. You're like, oh, that's cool. And yeah, like you didn't really think about it. Now it's like you have to spend time on a thumbnail.
I always thought about it. I always really made an effort. I tried to make an effort. I was always taking photos of stuff and I'd have three or four. I've been sending you thumbnail options for 5 years, man. Yeah, if we never deleted our history, 70% of our history would just thumbnails I've sent you.
What do you think about this thumbnail? Yeah.
You just send back the shrug guy. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you ever do that? You send thumbnails out and you have one that you like and like everyone always likes the one that you don't like. Then you're like, well, I don't want to post that because I don't like it. It is the feedback I'm looking for. So what do I do?
I'm pretty sure every single time you've ever sent me some thumbnail options, you've completely ignored my suggestion and gone for another
one. That's what my wife says, dude. She's
every
like,
every time.
Why do you even ask me? Because you never use my suggestions anyway. Like, but I just want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know what your mind's thinking.
Yeah.
I guess I just, it's an ongoing, but you know, I found a Twitter account recently, where I wish I knew, maybe we can find it after so you can put it in the description or something. But this person's account is all about thumbnails.
Oh, really?
And they wrote something like, send me your thumbnails and I'll roast them or I'll tell you why they suck and why they should be different.
Yep.
And I started browsing through this account and reading all like the tips for, it was great.
Yeah.
It wasn't stuff that like, I feel like I didn't know.
Yeah. You kind of knew it,
it was like, yeah, the little checklist, 6-7 things to go through when you're making a thumbnail. Is there people in it? Yeah. Are they recognizable people? Are they large enough? Is it colorful? Like, is it all these checks? Yeah. And I was comparing it to a thumbnail I was about to post. And I was like, nope. Is it colorful? Usually not.
Nope.
Is it recognizable?
People? None of this.
Do tattoos count as being recognizable? Yeah. I don't think they, nope. I'm like, oh, cool. I've missed 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
So,
all right.
I'm going to use it anyway.
I'm still going to put and it still does well.
Sometimes, sometimes. I would be curious if I just outlined myself and started throwing arrows in and like big fat Comic Sans text. And I don't know if they still use Comic Sans, it just came to my head. Yeah, but Impact would be more like an appropriate sensationalist font for YouTube. And just had like a...
How big does your mouth...
Yeah, is Peter shooting with... And then it's like, does that make you want to click? Doesn't make me want to click.
Yeah.
As someone who I would even say used to watch YouTube, I don't even watch that. Do you watch much YouTube anymore?
See, that's part of like, this is why I think it's bad for business. I think I watch YouTube less now because I get served more of that candy content that like I might get suckered into, but doesn't keep me around for the long term.
Or you're just used to it now. We've been doing it for 5
years.
That's
what I don't know.
Every day.
I don't know, yeah.
5 years every day, I'm just not as stoked to look around. I use it now for things like how to change exhaust on CRF250 or avocado recipe for... Or yesterday we were playing Spikeball. Spikeball Champions.
Yeah.
Whoa. And then send some videos
Spike
around.
Spikeball. I can't wait for us to be pro Spikeball.
I already bought it. I played one time and bought it.
We're going pro.
It'll be at my house before I am.
Stoked. Have you looked up a league yet? Should we get into a league maybe?
I would join a Spike League for sure. But Sorry, babe. Got to go to Spikeball.
It's, and again, I'm really curious. Is this just like a phase of life thing? But like when we started YouTube and a little bit before that especially, I was really into a few channels and I would watch every single video. Like Same. A Yun Olsen, him vlogging with Marcus Valur, like I watched every single episode when I found that channel.
It was fun because, you know, they would just book a flight to Japan to go ski and then you'd be like, well, I kind of want to see the next part of that.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't really happen much.
Yeah, isn't that same connection. I don't have that same connection to any channel.
Yeah.
Even like a Yun Olsen now, because he doesn't post as often because that doesn't get rewarded. It's not as important. So he doesn't post as often.
Yeah.
And so I don't feel the same connection to him anymore. I wish I had that same connection. Great guy. I met him in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
But from his videos, I don't have that same connect. Same with, you know, like Casey Neistat. Watched every single video at one point. And that was like a lot of people's routine was waking up, watching the Casey video. And you're like, you know, you feel connected.
You also just mentioned 2 daily vloggers.
Yep, that's true.
Right, so yeah. I mean, how many people do you follow now that daily vlog?
But why does nobody daily vlog anymore? Because it doesn't hit the algorithm.
I also think it doesn't work. I also think trends change.
Yeah, but... So for you can really
algorithm or not, trends will change. People will get tired of something,
but the algorithms are what shapes it, right? So like back in the day when YouTube started, you know, like just like if a Charlie Bit My Finger has 100 million views, I don't know whatever number.
Let's go, Baby Shark.
It gets suggested to everybody because it has a lot of views, right? Then they like try to refine it a little bit, and it's like, oh, we want like watch. We don't want just like we want watch time. We want, you know, people to stick around. And then all of a sudden, like as long as you posted consistently and they were long videos that kept people around for a longer amount of time, that did well. Vlogger era was born. It was really easy to make daily videos that are vlogs.
Era is the key word there.
Yeah. But so like they do that. And then now the algorithm has been refined again. And now things like the title and thumbnail are more important. Like keeping a person around for the whole video versus just getting a lot of watch time is more important. And so again, things change. Who's big now? Not vloggers. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about vloggers. It's the Mr. Beast. It's the Arax, right? And so as the algorithm changes, so do the trends. As they tweak things, what hits the algorithm best is the new trend. And so when daily vlogging,
that's,
you know,
good.
When Casey started, everybody's like, oh, wow, this daily vlogging thing.
I'm going
like,
to do that.
Yeah. And so Logan Paul starts Logan Paul Vlogs. His Logan Paul Vlogs channel gets way bigger than his, I don't even know what his other channel was.
Logan Paul.
Yeah, his main channel. Nobody even knows about it.
Yeah.
It's Logan Paul Vlogs because that hit. Now the algorithm's changed. He doesn't do vlogs anymore. He's changed it up. He's changed his content, you know? Mm. And so it does shape. And so now everybody posts less. Is that good or bad for YouTube business? I don't know. Maybe that is good. Maybe they want to get rid of us, you know, channels that have been around for 5-10 years. They want fresh blood, you know? Yeah. I don't know. But that's what happens, you know?
Yeah, I would like to think that... I mean, I wouldn't think they would try to push out old channels to bring in new channels because, again, I think that they're not going to push away revenue. Like, they're still getting ad revenue.
I heard Marquez, I think, was talking about... MKBHD was talking about this, how, like, a lot of... I think it was him. Like, how TV shows, for example, they have a lifespan, right? And then they have to get, they have to be cut at some point.
Yeah.
And then in with a new TV show.
Yeah.
And so is it the same now with YouTube channels? Like, we have to cut some of these guys out to make room for the new guys. We need something fresh, you know, something new. And so like, we're gonna, I don't think there's any like actively pushing down certain channels, but you know, is that what happens then? I don't know. Like, I'm curious.
I've never been one to just complain or blame the algorithm or anything like that. 100%, I've always just kind of been of the mindset of just make better videos, make better thumbnails, make better titles, change it up, just do something different.
Play the game.
It's not, it's, there's not someone at YouTube being like, you hear people say, oh, I got shadow banned.
Yeah.
I got shadow banned, bro. Oh, YouTube, man. They shadow banned me. There's, that's not a thing. That doesn't exist, dude. You know what it is? You suck right now.
Yeah, you've gotten lazy.
Something about you sucks right now.
Yeah, you're just not interesting anymore.
Yeah.
You're not playing the game anymore. Yeah, you haven't changed your content. You're doing the same old thing you were doing 5 years ago, whatever it is.
Behind a monitor like, nah. Maddie in his glasses and his little Finnish beard.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said fish beard. It's like your beard's different.
Everybody hates it. Everybody just hates
shadow
me
ban.
Shadow ban this.
Shadow blue. Ban that beard. No, that's not. I don't, that's not. That's not happening.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah,
and I think it is true that YouTube is just a game, and you have to learn to play the game.
Yeah, and like I said, for thumbnails, like I refuse to play the thumbnail game a lot of the time.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. Just because you know that, you know, okay, this would be the best way to play the game. But I don't want to play it that way. And that's okay. But know that you will get less clicks and less views. And you, that's okay also.
You clickbait something, it's going to work.
Yeah, it's going to work.
That's the game.
Yeah, that's the game. Yeah. But if you don't want to play that game, that's okay. But you will get less views. And that's just how it is. And so like, I think it is good to like know what the game is and then kind of like choose what you're cool with that. Like, okay, I'll play that side of the game for sure. That part, I'd rather just take some nice photos and have those as my thumbnails.
I've been having a lot of fun with photos lately.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There's like a new era of Peter McKinnon photography being born. I'm watching it happen.
It kind of feels like it, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
I haven't used a new camera. I would say a new camera. I haven't used anything other than Canon since 2000.
Since you were born?
Since 2000, I was born with a Rebel in my hand. 2004, I've been using Canon since. Yeah. Some people were like, Canon shill. I'm like, I mean, I've been using Canon longer than I was ever sponsored by Canon.
Yeah.
But recently, someone gifted me a Leica Q2.
That's a pretty good gift.
It's a super great gift.
That's probably one of the best gifts a man could get.
Very, yes.
Yes.
Yes, agreed.
100%.
And it's got a fixed 28mm, 1.7 lens.
Which is very interesting.
Very interesting, full frame. And it is so much fun to use right now.
Have you used a Leica before?
No.
I haven't used, I only touched Nolson's Leica for like 2 seconds and I'm like, this is interesting.
It's very interesting.
Different
world.
It feels
like if like Apple made a camera instead of just being like, we do make cameras and put them in phones.
Yeah.
If they actually like made a camera.
Yeah.
It feels like it would be something like that. Like it's like a milled aluminum or tight. I don't even know what it is. It just feels nice. It's high quality.
Feels nice. Looks nice. It looks like
image quality is insane.
New school like film camera. Like,
yeah, there's a bit of that vintage but modern.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's and it's funny because like it. I keep thinking this is changing the way I'm shooting. It's just changing. But I mean, but any camera could do that. I think there's just something about being limited to the 28mm.
Mm-hmm.
It looks interesting, like that. The look is like,
yo, how?
We can't explain it.
First of all, I've never seen you be so excited in a long time. Probably since I met you about photography.
Yeah,
like you were just pumped.
I'm just running around right now, like the uncle at a communion or something.
You like it so much that it feels like the YouTube video is like, I guess I should make a YouTube video because you're so excited about the photography.
I'm like, so excited about it that you kind of want one now.
Yeah.
You never take photos.
No, legit. It makes me want to get one just because you're so... And then, the images that you're taking right now.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's just like it's making me take images differently.
Mm.
You see, I kind of look at my stuff and like, I like my work. I'm proud of it and it works for me.
You're a damn good photographer.
Thank you. Yeah. But I feel like the stuff that I've been shooting over the last 4-ish years is very tailored to the influencer lifestyle, the because that's my job. Yep. That is my career. So those are the photos that I take with on the opportunities that I'm given and the trips that I go on.
Yep.
And I don't want to discount them or anyone else that does that kind of work, but it feels to me a bit like hype photos.
Mm.
That's how I've been trying to explain them when I've been talking to
yep.
Janice and other people. I'm like, hype photos. That's always the most crazy landscape. It's snowing or a storm's rolling, a helicopter just banking. Your feet are hanging out of it, right? It's always just so epic.
How can I make this even crazier?
It's sensationalism photography.
That's the same thing, right?
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
We're on rooftops. There's waves explode. It's the perfect photo in every single setting.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just a portrait. There's lightning behind you and smoke coming out of your eyes. Like, it's everything about every photo is like you're riding a Sea-Doo on ice.
Yeah.
You know, you're riding side by side through mud everywhere. Perfect. The colors. And that's fine.
Yeah, that's great. Cool.
There's
too.
A market for it, and they're good photos.
It's fun to take those too.
But they're not photos that I would hang in my house.
Mm, yeah.
They're not photos that I would, you get a new place, I want to gift a photo, I want to print it, hang it, mat it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pick the Sea-Doo on ice or the rooftop shot, but would I pick something that I shot, like the stuff I'm shooting now just feels different. Like the last 10 shots from Italy, I feel like any of those could be framed and printed really nicely and would look fantastic.
You know what is the difference? Okay, yeah, the Leica looks incredible. There's something we keep talking about, like, why does it look so good? What is making it look so good? I would love to have somebody explain to me what there's a quality to it, and I don't understand it. Anyways, looks good. But I think what the difference is right now I feel like you're capturing memories.
Yeah, like emotion and like moments in time.
Yeah, instead of trying to get a specific, like, I want this photo. Yeah, you're like, as it's happening, you're like, oh,
yeah,
that's a good memory. That's kind of what's happening, you know?
I agree. Yeah, that feels, I haven't even like really put that together, but it does feel.
And it's nice to hang
correct.
A memory on your wall versus like
a moment in time, a memory.
I constructed this photo, you know, it feels almost like not fake, but there's like
what we used to do, we'd go up on some of these rocks here and I'd be like, all right, stand there.
Yeah.
Just wait for a wind gust so your shirt's blowing perfectly.
Yeah.
Look up to
Can
the light.
Can you look a little bit? Yeah.
Look up to the light. Like there's no reason.
No, wait, turn a little bit.
But there's no reason for you to be on the rocks.
Yeah.
Standing there looking like it's your first time outdoors.
Other than it just looks epic.
Just looks sick.
It just looks sick.
Great shot.
Great photo.
Double tap, done. But
it's not like that memory of like, remember when we were doing that thing and that thing happened?
You could be in the same position in a wetsuit with a surfboard.
Yep.
And now it still looks great. That, and I've just been editing less. Not that like I don't edit photos anymore, but I'm just not throwing as much edit on a photo. I'm trying to not overspice the sauce.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just like a basic, like a nice Italian pasta sauce. Just, it's not loaded. It's basic. It's easy.
I feel like that's the never ending conquest with colors in video and photo. It's like you start off light and then it gets, over time, it gets heavier and heavier and heavier. And all of a sudden you're like, whoa, what is this? What am I doing? And then you just like, you just like back to basics. And then you start process again.
Sometimes, I still use all my old presets from, I still use all my own stuff and I just dial it back a little more now.
Yeah.
I still use them as bases and stuff like that.
I also feel like the Leica doesn't need as much.
No, I was late. But again, I don't know. I honestly don't know, which is very interesting. Yeah. If it's just me, like placebo, like I'm shooting differently because I have it and I'm making myself shoot differently. So it feels way more different than, like I could just go take my R3 and take the same style photos.
Exact same photos.
100%. So like, I don't know what it is that I'm doing differently. But I have definitely approached the way I will take a photo and what I will take a photo of.
Yeah.
I try to embrace a lot more simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Being that I've done this for 4-5 years now, I'm just trained to find the most insane epic. Like I'll look outside, like, no, not, it's just, there's nothing here. And you're like, well, look where you are, dude. Beach, it's beautiful. There's rocks, it's way surfers. I'm like,
super sunny.
Unless there's a guy just shredding gnar through some barrel, bro.
Yeah.
And you know, he's drinking a Red Bull as he's just, and it's, and there's a tornado in the background or whatever, just incredible wave, but the sun's hitting the wave.
If there so you isn't got a tornado, you need to Photoshop it in.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
but if there was a nice wave, it would have to be translucent enough that the sun was like casting crazy color along. So it'd be, it's not just a wave that anyone could shoot. It's,
yeah.
So I've just trained to shoot like that. Like you're going to get a dirt bike shot. You got to have a wheelie. There's got to be dirt. And so you got to be hitting a jump. It's got to, and at the right time of day, like I would never just go shoot the bike.
Yeah.
Or the guy taking his boots off or something where it's like the story of riding the bike. I would just go for the hero shot only. Maybe that's a good way to say it. Hero shots only.
Only hero shots.
Bangers only, bro. Bangers only. And like that mentality.
Yeah.
Just breeds these hype photos.
Yeah.
So now it's like, well, I don't need bangers. Like, let's just go memories only, bro.
Yeah.
Like, let's just capture life instead of making everything banger. Someone call the banger police because I should be arrested after that shot.
But that really leads me back to the YouTube thing. I feel like we're at the bangers only videos
banger
now.
Police, dude.
Only bangers.
Bangers only. Like bangers or death.
There's no room for just a casual vlog anymore.
Hey guys, today I'm going for a walk.
No.
Boring.
Unfortunately, this video did not interest your viewers. We have not served it to anybody.
Yeah. Your channel is receiving 36% less views this week.
Another 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10, bro. Man, if I was to write a book about my time on YouTube, I'd call it 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. And people are like, oh, he's pumped on it. Like 10, no, 10 times bad.
As for people who don't understand what we're talking about, YouTube recently, maybe like a year or two or something.
No, it's been longer than 2 years.
It hasn't been that long, actually. It's a newer thing.
No, it feels like an eternity.
It feels like an eternity, but it's fairly new.
I check that garbage every day.
It ranks your last 10 videos. And so when you post a new video, it'll give you a ranking based on your last 10 videos, where it fits in. So a 1 of 10 is really good.
Can I put this here?
Yeah, sure. 1 of 10 is the best video out of the last 10. A 10 out of 10 is the worst.
Yeah. You post a video, it's number one of the last 10 videos you posted.
That means it's a banger. You hit the banger of the bangers.
It exploded. And then you know what? You're happy.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm every time, so good at this.
Today's a good day.
You get a 10 of 10. You're like, well, guess I'll just go to bed.
Might as well shut down my channel because it's over, boys.
But you made a...
Isaac, you're fired. Tyler, you're fired.
I'll fire myself. Bye. Yeah. You made a good comment. You texted me the other night. We were just talking about like, as people listening, we are actual friends in real life and we text every day.
Don't lie. This is fake. This is all fake.
I'm doing my best to make it look real.
I mean, can you go back to your beach house now?
I will.
I'm really getting sick of you.
My feet are cold.
We're sharing a room right now.
Classic. What was I even saying? You texted me the other night and I was like, another 10 of 10. Life is good.
Life is good. Saying,
but then you said, what did you say? Something about taking punches.
Just gotta roll with the punches or something.
Just gotta roll with the punches or something. I was like, we've been taking punches for 5 years and we're still asking for more. Yeah. Then we got pumped.
Keep it coming.
Then we got pumped.
Yeah.
Ramsey always says the same thing, right? He's like 10 out of 10. Oh, on to the next one.
Yep.
Like, we'll try again on the next vid.
Yeah.
So to people out there that are discouraged because you're also getting 10 out of 10s or people aren't watching, just maybe the next one will be the one.
Yeah.
And if it's not, maybe the next one. It's like playing the lottery.
And in the end, does it matter?
No.
Does it make any difference? Does it make any difference whether 200,000 people or 500,000 people are seeing your video?
You know, recently I went through some health stuff and without getting into it, you know, but it very quickly puts everything into perspective. And and I feel like it was one of the first times where it was like serious enough that I just thought, it was nothing matters. Like instantly nothing mattered.
Yeah.
Immediately. My things, my vehicles, any success channel, like just nothing.
10 out of 10.
The art, 10 out of 10s. I would take a 10 out of 10 for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
If it meant like I didn't have to go through this or whatever. Like the art on the walls, like everything was meaningless and pointless.
Yeah.
And it was a good reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's good now. We're good.
Yeah.
Life is good. But it was, looking back now, I can say I appreciate the reality check of letting a 10 of 10 ruin my day or an 8 of 10 ruining my self-esteem or comparison or any of that garbage that does not matter. And I just want to take some pictures of of Maddie standing on the beach.
Just come to Tofino, hang out.
Yeah.
No real reason why we're here.
Yeah.
We're literally just hanging out because it's fun. We're living life.
I am snapping bangers.
Well, of course. Of course. I will say, I think that metric that YouTube introduced into the YouTube studio of like the 1 of 10, 10 of 10 is the worst thing YouTube has done in a long time, because there's not one single person I know
that likes it
or that it's good for their mental health. It's really bad for people's mental health, I think. Because the 1 of 10s are like, cool, okay, whew, you know?
I still got it.
Yeah, I still got it. But it's not like, it doesn't last. The 10 out of 10s really hurt people.
But they're also comboed with a little paragraph at the top of the app that says, people don't seem to be clicking on this video. Maybe try something different. Yeah. And like,
people don't care about you anymore.
Thanks, man. Like, I'm down and you're kicking me.
Yeah.
And you're just like, hey, I know you're hurting right now, but just want to remind you that video really didn't do well.
Hey, Peter, this was a 10 out of 10. Maybe next time, make a better video. Because this was shite.
Yeah. And if you like the exact percentage of how much people didn't like
actually, it was 100% less views.
Let me give you the math on how bad you suck.
That means...
Bro, what are they thinking? Then you snap to like a little YouTube out, like they're like, we care about the health of our creators. That's why we berate them. Yeah. We want to prevent, mental health breakdowns and creator burnout.
How can that not lead to burnout? Okay, let's end this podcast, because I think I have it on my brain. We need to see the difference between an R3 photo and a Leica photo.
Should I go make that video?
Yeah, you should make that video, because I just want to see, if I really want to see that, I think the people want to see
that. I'm curious.
I want to see the comparison. Is it placebo because the camera looks so cool? Is there something to it?
I think it's 47 megapixels, 48, 47?
Yeah, you've been zooming in, and it's like, you could get like going. 7 different photos from that one. You just take a wide every time, and you can do whatever you want with that.
I can see the enamel on your teeth.
And not just that, it's sharp. It's not like a lot of cameras, it's like 40 megapixels, and you go like closer.
DJI drone, right? Like you snap a shot, and we're just looking at some that I took.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is it so like muddy?
Yeah, even at the wide, it's muddy. You try to zoom in on that at all, it's like, oh wait, there's no, where's the detail? I'm not seeing any.
Let's zoom back out. let's just go back here. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's been, you know what? I haven't had to learn a new camera in so long that I feel like I'm learning photography over again.
Yeah.
I'm so slow. I was taking pictures of Garrett on the beach and I was like, hang on.
Hold on.
Oh, it's too dark. In my head, I'm like, let's go, buddy. what is going on here? It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to be like, I'll go into the menu. I'm like, I don't know how to change the ISO.
Yeah.
Like I do now, but like, I don't know how to do anything.
Where's
the white box? I was YouTubing videos.
It's the best.
And it felt good to just, I don't know, further hone the skill, further develop the style. There is never one. You never just arrive. You're always traveling.
Always.
You're always traveling. I think that's
That's the fun part.
That is the fun part. And I think
it sucks to arrive. Nobody wants to arrive.
Like, when you get stuck in the same, like I've been taking the same style photos for 5 years, and like I love photos.
Mm.
Love photography. But like when it gets easy, or it just gets like I know what I like. I know what lenses I like. I know what looks good. I know what doesn't. I shoot it. I throw the same edits on it. I post it, and then I go do something.
It's boring to plateau.
So like you've seen, like we've been coming back to the house here, and
every day you're like editing right away.
Yeah,
like you're literally just got and you're on your computer.
Yeah,
you have your photo. I'm like, how did you even do that so fast? I edited all of these already. I'm like, I just grabbed a club soda out of the fridge. How did you do
that? I've already edited like 100 photos, man. That's my problem. I'm shooting so much that I don't know what to do, because like my grid is just going to change based on just like 3 days of an experience. It's like a whole new color.
I also like the fact that it's just a 28 mil.
Yeah, 28, fixed.
And that's
can't change it.
There's no like, you're at a spot, you're like, oh, this might look better with this lens.
Sorry.
There's just like, this is all I got, this little thing.
Like we were on the boat yesterday and There's whales. I was just like, ah. Yeah, I guess I'll just look at them with my eyes.
This might not be the best camera, but I got some cool shots of other stuff. Like,
yeah, I got cool. I got other cool shots for sure. There's no whales in them, but.
All right, let's end this podcast. I want to see this comparison right now.
Okay,
let's go. By the way, thanks for coming on the podcast.
No, real disclaimer.
Sorry
too,
for firing.
No,
you.
Just like my eyes have been stinging. I don't know if it's the ocean that you made me run into. Dude, this whole time I've been trying not to blink. Burning.
We had a great sauna and ocean experience though,
right? My first time, dude. My eyes are burning and it like, maybe that's why my face is so red from that. So like I'm dead.
I have a better idea. Let's go surf.
Let's go surf. Yeah. All right. I'll take pictures of you.
See you guys.